devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwinds. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thanks for riding shotgun with us today as we look back over the last few years at some of the most hard-hitting media reports we've put out, some of the most hardcore information. We're going to finish up with this special report looking at the brain-eating vaccines, which is a headline to basically capture folks' attention because that's what these vaccines do, is they go in and kill brain tissue. But at the end of the day, what they're really doing is re-engineering the brain. And these are really biological mutation weapons that they call vaccines. And all it is really something they inject into your body to re-engineer your brain. And personally, I'm very upset by it because Bill Gates and others are talking about how, we're just going to release mosquitoes that when they suck your blood, give you this virus, and we're just going to engineer it into the squash, into the tomatoes, so there's no escape from their new world order. That's one reason they're so arrogant. So here's the conclusion of the brain-eating vaccines. And we're going to rally the world population against you, and we're going to bring you to justice. And I pray, God, that humanity makes it through what you've attempted to do, how you've saddled up next to us like a spider in the dark and tried to spin your webs of control around us while we were asleep. But the sleeping giant that is humanity is waking up to who you are and what you are. And I pray to the creator of the universe, and I beg for just the average person out there as well to research just who you are and how you're involved in a scorched earth takeover of society to secure your ill-gotten gains. And I want you to know that I'm going to do everything I can to rally free humanity against you, and that we are going to defeat you. But whether we win or not, whether you lose or fail, at least we were real humans. We were good, decent people that saw the truth, and we stood up against you. And no matter what happens in this, you are still degenerate, dehumanizing filth. You are aberrant, malfunctioning trash, and you look at everything good and wholesome and tell us that we are malfunctioning. So I pray that you be defeated. But either way, in this time and space, on this planet, good people stood up against what you are and did everything they could to help the innocents. When I look at all the children that you've brain damaged and all the children dying of cancer, and I look at all the things that you've done to humanity, it makes me want to vomit. You are doing this because this is only the next wave to first neutralize us so we're calm and sedate and can't resist, so you can roll in with the hard kill weapons. I know that. And I want to tell you something else. A lot of you that think that you're part of the winning team, you're going to find out that your masters hate you more than they even hate free humanity. Because they know that you know where the bodies are buried. And they know you're a bunch of wicked control freaks that they need to kill first once they take over, or you'll start trying to overthrow them. They understand your nature. They use their propaganda to manipulate good men throughout history to serve their evil aims. So understand this. You're going to fail one way or another. You've decided to put your soul on the side of darkness for all eternity for what you're doing to humanity and butchering our DNA and literally mutating the human spirit in your control freak lust for power. And so all of you, one way or another, will fail. So all that matters is, in this time and space, I stood up for what's right. I saw you clearly for what you are. And I know in my heart there's a very good chance we're going to beat you. But that's up to all the people out there watching this. Do they have the courage to face the facts? Do they have the courage to take action?
If you feel you are not properly sedated, call 348-844 immediately. Failure to do so may result in prosecution for criminal drug evasion.
When your country is being turned into a 21st century banana republic police state, silence isn't golden, it's yellow. You are listening to Alex Jones broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hello. This is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
That the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows.
Oh my goodness, look at that rabble in America. They own firearms. It's so horrible. Soon we'll have them under heel. We're already training them with constant brainwashing and calls to worship Britannia and to hate our ancestral enemies, the Frenchies. Oh, the French. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. And now, for all of you Anglophiles out there, prepare for the pain. You don't want us to criticize that Queen Elizabeth II plate you have hanging on your kitchen wall? Well, you're not going to like this. No, seriously, I have some great British crew members, and of course, I'm Welsh partly myself, obviously the last name Jones. The British people are great folks, the Irish, the Scots. The Emerald Isles are wonderful and have such great history. But the criminal elites that dominate England are at the heart of the eugenics world government system that we face today. And that's why I love to rip on the British royal family. I love to go after the aristocracy because I'm a right-wing extremist. I mean, I'm kind of like a terrorist, I guess, at the end of the day, because I like George Washington. I don't worship the British monarchy. And so the next few segments are a
I don't know, collection of pieces of when I've been on British radio and was particularly wound up, and also when I made fun of the royal wedding and a few other little succulent tidbits, when I go after really the heart of corruption, what is the British monarchy?
And Alex, if it's all right with you, I want to get into the Obama birth certificate in a second, but let's just take a couple of calls here. Pervez is in Rochdale. Pervez, what do you want to say?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm so proud of Alex. The guy, the gentleman speaks so loudly and he speaks so truthfully.
Go on.
I'm from Kenya originally, and I came to England as a 12-year-old child.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the British Territorial Army, and my younger brother was in Royal Air Force for 7.5 years, a nautical engineer. So we have played the part with the forces. And I was in Kenya, coming back from Kenya in 1999. I met another Asian gentleman who was flying out to Uzbekistan. And we were just two people sitting at the airport in reception having a chat. And I asked him where he was off to, and he said, "I'm going to Uzbekistan." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because they found oil. And I'm an engineer, I dig oil." And he told me that three countries have found oil, and the oil pipeline was supposed to go through Afghanistan into Karachi in Pakistan. This conspiracy 9/11 was, it's totally planned to stop the pipeline going into those two countries.
Well, you don't know that, you're just guessing.
No, I'm telling the truth.
This Hang on, you're telling me that yes, Rochdale are announcing the official version this evening?
Yep.
Let me comment on this.
Go on, Alex.
Actually, it was a trifecta of issues, and we actually have the now two books written by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was the architect of the original Afghan war against the Soviets. He really kicked it off with the planning in 79-80. He's written two books specifically on the subject. He wrote one in 97 called The Grand Chessboard, and he basically said you cannot allow the stands to bring their oil out to the sea. And you've got to take over Pakistan and Afghanistan, or at least destabilize them and have an excuse to get U.S. troops in there, or the Chinese are going to dominate the region and get the fuel and energy supplies that they need. So the trifecta is this. In Afghanistan alone, not mentioning the other seven stands around it, in 2000 numbers, this was released by the World Bank, there's $4 trillion. That number's a lot higher now because the prices have gone up in discovered oil fields. Oil supplies, $4 trillion conservatively in U.S. dollars. And that was back then. Obviously, they're devalued now, so it's more. Also, there's $500 billion a year in opium, 93% of opium production for heroin. The precursor to heroin comes out of there. Only 10% came out until the liberation. And I have Fox News where they admit the U.S. troops and British troops helped grow the opium and supply them the fertilizer that shipped into our country. And if you're doubting me, just type Geraldo Rivera, U.S. Marines helping grow opium, and then they now just admit it.
The fact that here you have one of the best fighting forces in the world ever mounted, and in a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do.
I also heard BBC once on the radio, on my XM admit it, they're now just throwing it in our face like we're dumb. Oh, by the way, we're growing it, but we're fighting drugs. So if we catch you with it, you're going to prison. But side issue, they got to keep the drugs illegal to keep the price up. So it's about the 500.
Let me just come in there. Isn't that also about the fact that the opium has been, rightly or wrongly, the only crop in that region for people to make a living?
Is that why production went up?
The allies are kind of stuck. What do they do here?
Uh-huh.
Are they meant to be starving out the entire place? They're not there as a police force for the average law-abiding Afghani.
Yeah.
They are there for other reasons. What are they doing?
The Northern Alliance. The Northern
hard place.
Mohammed Karzai's brother is the largest narcotics trafficker. That's New York Times. The Northern Alliance were the people that controlled the opium before. The real Taliban, the real Muslim people that were running it, shut down almost all opium production. The West went in, took it over to shut down the pipeline of Unocal being built, and they went in to get control of the $500 billion a year, and production went up 13-fold. It's now 93% of world production, and they give them the fertilizer and guard it, and then it's loaded on aircraft and flown in to Europe, Russia, and the United States and the rest of the world. The only opium dealers and heroin dealers that are busted are people buying it from Southeast Asian Golden Triangle suppliers, now not controlled by the Anglo-American power axis. The British Empire financed itself in 1600 with the opium.
long while ago. Well, let's listen. We'll take another call here. Thank you, Pervaise. This is Elizabeth in Lincolnshire. Elizabeth,
it's about menacing China, controlling the area. It's about drug money, and it's about the oil. There's the trifecta. Sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, Elizabeth.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I was just wanted to ask, Alex, I know it sounds a silly question, really, but I've looked a little bit at the subject of sex trafficking. And well, that's what I was going to say, because just recently there was a lady who happened to be an American soldier, and she worked for the UN, and she stumbled across something, and she was saying that actually the UN are behind the sex trafficking. And I thought, the more I've looked at it, it sounds ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that's no. That's like stumbling. That's like stumbling over.
Come on, Alex, that's a story.
That's like stumbling over the ground. Okay, I will bet you £1 million. I'm not playing. Right now, that the UN has been caught in more than 10 countries running giant child kidnapping rings.
So the United Nations, an official or a secret dictator from the UN somewhere is, or not maybe people.
The UN officially runs giant air.
Why would they be doing that?
That's why they go into third world countries, Eastern Europe, Africa, Latin America, is to harvest slaves for the giant slave. They have slave ships. They have slave sex ships. That's Associated Press.
Where do these slaves go to, Alex?
They go to Saudi Arabia, Israel, Thailand, and other areas. There's also floating sex slave ships that have been reported on by the Associated Press. Houston Chronicle reported on it. Chicago Tribune. Look, you think I'm joking? Listen, just Google UN white slavery. They've been caught everywhere. DynCorp, Halliburton, Chicago Tribune, giant child kidnapping. The UN admitted that from the year 2000 to 2005, over 1 million women and children were trafficked out of Central Europe alone. Well, yeah, the UN should know. When they go in to help a country, their main business is going and press ganging women, children. They'll go in, machine gun the men, line them up, just like the Romans rolling into Gaul or Germania.
Which forces are making up these?
The Belgians are mainly a pedophile brigade within the UN. They've got a whole bunch of other countries that make
I reckon the Belgians would say, you're talking cash.
I just bet you £1 million, brother, and I mean it.
£1 million? You would not be able to prove that to me. You can send me to a Googled website, which is probably your own website. You wouldn't be able to Google it. You wouldn't be able to prove it to me, Alex.
You probably would go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. It's been at the forefront of exposing it, but there'd be dozens of hyperlinks to AP, BBC, everywhere. Listen, just do what I told you. Listen.
If I find that on the BBC, I'll give you £1 million.
Just search UN caught running sex traffic. UN caught running white slavery. Search it! I just told you Anwar al-Awlaki secretly hanging out at the Pentagon. Confirmed, admitted. Come on! Pull the trigger! Pull the trigger!
Elizabeth, thank you for that. Great to have you on. Let's take another... There goes Elizabeth. Let's take another call from Daniel, who's near Watford. Daniel.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. What would you like to say?
Hi, good evening. I just wanted to cover a few points. I mean, I've obviously been listening for the last hour or so, and I strongly disagree with quite a few of the things you said. Now, I mean, just to cover
that I've said or Alex has said?
Alex has said. Okay. I mean, what you said and neither here nor there. So, I mean, Alex, really, the question I want to ask you is, how can you possibly say that any of this mission to do with killing Osama bin Laden was set up in any way? Now, I mean, you take the situation... I mean, you're laughing already. I mean, for example, take what the last guy that was on just said. I completely agree with him. Everything you ever say and everyone that is like you that is a conspiracy theorist, and I do categorize you in that...
Conspiracy theorist, you relish the word. You don't have any intellectual acumen, any gravitas. You just have a label so you can, your mind
on,
can decide snobberishly to say that
Come
I don't
on.
Have documentation.
Come on, fella. Let's
All right, let me stop well. Right there. Let me stop right there. What was the point you're saying? How can I say? Did you not hear me? May 25th, 2010, Washington Post, the CIA admits that they created fake bin Laden videos. So a group that has created fake videos... We'll be right back, folks.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We have now returned, and unfortunately we were unable to commandeer the transmission. Here is more of the hate speech.
You said, yeah, so the fact that you and your friends have made a video and put it on YouTube, that makes it
all right, you're showing who the conspiracy theory is. I just gave you the date and what to search, Washington Post, and you just said it's going to be on YouTube. I just told you, buddy boy, my source is not YouTube. My source is what I just told you. And when I say Steve Pachinik was on or Hamid Ghul was on, these are serious, well-known, respected people today agreeing with me.
Okay,
listen, you can't handle the truth. You can't handle real intellect and red blood. All you've got is shooting your mouth off with that cliched term. I'm not the king of conspiracy. I'm the king of reality.
Daniel, come back on that.
Alex,
in 30 seconds.
I told you, Washington Post, listen to me. I bet you don't believe that Geraldo Rivera was a Marine's admits they grow the opium. Alex, let Dan respond to that.
In general society, there is a very small sect of people that would be classed...
You're a minority. We're the majority. Listen to your mind control garbage.
I would class you in an extremist group that would account for not
I need to be dealt with immediately. Listen to him. He don't believe the Queen loves us.
You are an extremist. You preach hate in a different way.
I need to be shut down under the EU Convention on spreading radicalism. Shut him up. I don't agree with him. He's giving me too many facts. It's scary. He's an extremist. He's a minority. Oh, I'm a minority. That's why my YouTube videos have millions of views apiece and 98% of people are voting that they like it. That's why I have millions of listeners. That's why I'm loved all over the world because I'm a dangerous minority. You listen to me. Ideas are bulletproof and you cannot stop us. Liberty is rising. The spirit of 1776 is indomitable and you are a mind-controlled weasel who feels solace in joining the hive Borg of weak disinformation. You are not the intellectual. You are not the person to dictate to me what reality is. Do you understand me, boy? Do you understand me, boy?
Come on, Alex. Let Daniel come back.
Alex,
you are part of a minority. The Borg will absorb you. No one agrees with you, Alex. It's over, Alex.
Racist government MPs and everyone. There are small sector people that instill fear.
They're all small sector people. Oh, they're all dangerous. Oh, we need to deal with them. Oh, yes, we need to shut them down immediately.
Do exist as much as you make a conspiracy theory out of it. These people exist, and they preach hate to a certain community, and you. Unsuccessfully are attending...
You are part of a minority. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're unsuccessful. You just have sources on YouTube.
Alex,
he made no point. He said, I'm defeated. He said, I'm losing. I'm winning, and you know it, coward. You know it. Just because you say we're losing, you can feel your lies pouring out. You're losing.
We will find out about the Obama birth certificate.
You're losing. Liberty's rising.
Go away.
Liberty! Liberty! Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of InfoWar!
Our guest is Alex Jones. He's at InfoWars.com. You can follow Alex on Twitter via that site. You can have a look at a whole array of stories and you will know, if you didn't already, you do now, that Alex has, I think we can say, passionate opinions on things.
Hey!
Like, for example, the official version versus what maybe he sees as the real version. Here's White House Press Secretary Jay Carney.
There are sensitivities here in terms of the appropriateness of releasing photographs of Osama bin Laden and in the aftermath of this firefight, and we're making an evaluation about the need to do that. It could be inflammatory.
It could be inflammatory, Alex Jones. They don't want to scare folk with a dead corpse with its head shot out.
Yeah, that's totally ridiculous. They're just busy getting everybody's appetite wet and fawning after they've already destroyed the body for all of their new fake video to be rolled out. But I want to respond to some because my guys were listening in the other room and you had me faded down for the local PSYOP guy to call in.
Well, in fairness, Alex, he did need to just come back.
I want to say something to what he said, okay? Number one, I'm letting it all hang out because people need to stop being put in little comfort boxes and not be the true passionate creatures we are for liberty. You yell and scream for a football game, people say, oh, that's normal, that's nice. You yell and scream about losing your freedom and about lies being crammed down your throat, and people say it's weird. So I'm here about being proud to be wild and to be informed. Now listen, the reason I got unhinged with him is because he said, what's your proof? And I said... I gave him the date of where the CIA admits they put out fake bin Laden videos before. And it's them telling the big CIA mouthpiece, Washington Post, that's their favorite paper, that information. He just laughed at it and said, you've got a YouTube video. And I said, no, you just heard me. I gave you a source. Then he said, you're little. You're nobody. Nobody listens. You're a minority. You're inciting hate. These ideas they use in Europe and more now in England to shut down free speech. And so I recognize a tyrant there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a 1-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a 1-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free 1-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, I thought that we were able to commandeer the transmission, but unfortunately, there's still a First Amendment in the United States, but not for long, till I give you more of the redneck rabble from the Lone Star State, the filth of the world, Alex Jones.
The United States was founded on July 4th, 1776, in resistance to the hegemonic, despotic, tyrannical rule of King George III and the abuse against the colonies. And most of the British Parliament was against going to war with their fellow Englishmen because the king was unpopular there as well. It was known that he was a German king, his father being brought over to rule England. These people could barely speak English. Nothing against Germans, but you don't see me going over to Germany to rule them. The very essence of July 4th and 1776 is resistance to the disgusting House of Windsor. They didn't get that name until around World War I, because before that they were known as the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. Notice that we hear their names. Prince William. You never hear his last name, do you? The slave public, many of them in England, who support these people, don't even know their last names because they don't want you knowing their last names. three times in the last 3 years, the Parliament in Canada hasn't done what the Queen of England wants, so she suspended them, shut down the Parliament. Happened in the late 70s in Australia. This is a tyrannical group pushing eugenics, population reduction, all the carbon taxes. Prince Philip, the Queen's husband, another German royal prince, is a supporter of eugenics. His cousin, who was the prince married to the Queen of the Netherlands, an admitted Nazi, an admitted eugenicist. The point is, these are the most filthy, degenerate people you can imagine. She owns more than half of Canada, more than half the land in England, and then she's paid by the government for her palaces and all the rest of it. It's disgusting. And to watch U.S. television fawning, Fox, CNN, CBS, all of them, oh, it's so wonderful, no one in America can wait until next week, the way they're hyping it.
1 week until the royal wedding. This is exciting stuff. I mean, it's hard to, I mean, the energy is just palpable.
Young couples get married, they're just hoping that some bank will be nice enough to give them a mortgage.
Yeah.
These folks have a number of palaces to pick from.
NBC News is launching a free royal wedding app for the iPad.
This is truly a love story that captures everybody's attention.
This goes back to Edward Bernays 100 years ago saying, look, to make politicians and royalty popular, we'll have Hollywood stars come to banquets and events with them. We'll have music stars. We'll have other people go there to basically make these elites be seen as celebrities themselves. You know why America was founded? Because under the imperial royal system in Europe and England, if you weren't part of the inside group who had basically the patronage of the crown, where they gave you land, houses, jobs, you couldn't even get a license to be a carpenter, a license to be a blacksmith, a license to brew beer, unless their local lords gave you the authorization. So it wasn't just that you had to pay outrageous taxes. You had to get their permission to even have a job, to have a profession. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the essence of globalism, is big mega corporations, many of which are owned and controlled by the German royal family that runs England and, of course, the Netherlands. The whole system they've set up and they promote is about this new global corporate system worldwide that through government power shuts down their competition and transfers the people's wealth through taxes to the offshore cartels. These people are parasites. They're disgusting. They're filthy. And if we want to reclaim the spirit of 1776, we should realize how abhorrent monarchy is in all of its forms. And that includes the UN and the new royalty under the unelected EU bureaucratic system, where over 80% of England's laws, even though they're not part of the EU, are made by EU bureaucrats. Please, everyone, remember the spirit of 1776. I know a lot of folks in England are saying they're going to go out and protest it. First, the government said you've got the day off slaves. You don't have to go to work on the big royal wedding coming up next week. And then the Republicans, that's a group that want to get rid of the monarchy in England, said we're going to protest in the streets. And the government said you're not allowed to protest. Meanwhile, they criticize Syria for banning protest. So anytime you see some mind-numb zombie talking about how exciting the wedding is or how they watched it, you're watching a bunch of twitly, inbred idiots that can't even dress themselves and have valets. And until just a few decades ago, they try to keep it quiet. They have people that wipe their butts for them, groom of the stool. Do you know the history of America? Do you know it started in resistance to this very usurping German family who aren't even British? Do you know that most of the English hate the royal family? Do you know they have a secret police system that basically threatens people that talk about getting rid of the monarchy? Do you know that Princess Diana on record told her butler and others, I made a videotape saying Prince Charles has threatened me, he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident? These people are absolutely anathema. And the servile folks that have been raised to worship these people and all the little old ladies that think it's cute, well, that's why we're enslaved. That's why our country's bankrupt. That's why we're going to hell in a handbasket. Because you've forgotten what it is to be an American. Or perhaps you were never even taught. But now you're going to learn what it's like to be a subject, a slave. What is royalty? Royalty is Kim Jong-il in North Korea. His father took over and then gave him power, and now he's giving power to his son. Why don't they just put gold crowns on their heads and dress up with long flowing robes? Maybe then Americans would celebrate the royal wedding of Kim Jong-il's son. Oh, but they wear little military uniforms, and we know how clownish it is. But somehow we've been tricked that wearing big gold crowns and flowing robes isn't more ridiculous and stupid. America has been great because it's not about what race you are or what family pedigree or how murderous your great-granddaddy was. It's about what you individually can do. It's about what you individually have to offer, being an inventor, a trailblazer, an explorer, someone who's brave, an artist, someone who has incredible literature in their soul. These royal, crony capitalist, non-free market systems always wage war against the individual. They always wage war against the productive. And the British royal family are at the head of pushing world population reduction. They are at the head of one-child policies. They are at the head of eugenics. They taught the Nazis everything they knew about eugenics. Do you understand this is mainline history? The King of England had to advocate at the beginning of World War II because he wanted to merge with Hitler. The British royal family come from a long line of dictators. They're oppressive. They're anti-liberty and freedom. And here it is, all over the British and world news today, the outrage that dictators from oppressive Middle Eastern and African countries are coming, a whole gaggle of them, to the royal wedding. It's disgusting. It's a bunch of hereditary gangsters meeting, laughing at how they've tricked the public to worship their tyranny and think it's cute and funny and fashionable. So down with the royals, down with the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas and their fake house name Windsor and their New World Order trying to retake North America. The planet's waking up, and the corporate barons, the UN barons, the unelected bureaucracy, the new royalty, backed up by the old royalty, are going down. We redeclare the spirit of 1776 against you and your ilk. You're on notice.
There's nothing better than watching inbred people and everyone worshiping them as they kick pensioners off of their pensions they paid for and as they cut the gas allotments in the middle of winter in England. There's literally dozens of giant palaces being paid for with the slaves' money. It's wonderful the world is learning to worship the British Empire. Wait, oh no, not more of that rabble. Alex Jones imitating us, not his lordship, Alex Jones. No, no, no.
We have a hardware store and we make screens and we sell Alex Jones videos and do a little bit of locksmithing and do all kinds of things.
You even sell guns.
We even.
God, a rabble slave with a weapon. Disarm him. Get the guards. Disarm him immediately. Whereas one of the slaves has a weapon. Raise the alarm. Raise it. Oh, good Lord.
The problem with the selling of guns right now, Alex, is that they're awful hard to get right now.
But the rabble, you can't have the slaves, the serfs having weapons.
Barack the Quack has made everyone want to buy guns. He's been really good for the gun industry.
Lord Obama is a sensible individual. Total disarmament of the civilian population under the UNIDIR in 2001 July 7th agreement to disarm all civilians for a power monopoly of the state under UN law is the only sensible system if we're going to carry out eugenics against these slaves. They're rabble scum. They need to be euthanized immediately. And how dare them not want to be slaves? How dare them not want to be in inner city reservations? How dare them not submit to us and our divine will? We're geniuses.
And what Alex just said is actually factual. It was Christoph Karl and Patricia Lewis, UNIDIR, 2000, in a paper they put out called Disarming, Taking the Military-Style Weapons Away from Civilians. Everything he just joked about right now is actually documented in fact.
Of course we must take all your firearms.
Including the semi-automatic.
How are we going to re-educate you to accept being euthanized if
According to Obama and his people, the right of the people to keep and bear flintlocks shall not be infringed.
The founding fathers, as you've seen in our FEMA training videos, the police in Kansas City were terrorists against the crowd. The Second Amendment is a vicious crime.
Absolutely.
How dare you? I will disarm you immediately. That man there laughing, seize him, he has been rude to a lordship.
Well, you know, the Supreme Court back in 39 said that if the weapons that were really protected by the Second Amendment were the type in common use at the time by the military. And it just so happens that during the time of the Revolution that the civilians, the militiamen, had better rifles than the regular army. They had rifles and the regular
army. They had the long rifles.
Smoothbore muskets.
Yeah.
How dare you speak badly of the gracious imperial forces of King George III as he put down that disgusting rebellion by these uppity slaves.
Pardon me, I'm just trying to do a little historical context here, Alex. That's all. The militiamen had better rifles than the regular army. So
they were disgusting, wild, savage heathens. And we went forward to confiscate their firearms, and they dare fire back at us.
Yes, what's it the movie said? Was it in the Patriot? These rustics are so inept.
The war on terror is a fraud, and it's being used in a manner to take away your rights for whatever reason.
In addition to the core Al-Qaeda group, which still represents a threat to the United States despite its diminished capabilities, we now face threats from a number of Al-Qaeda associates that share its violent extremist ideology. Among these groups, we are also seeing an increased emphasis on recruiting Americans and Westerners to carry out attacks. They are also encouraging individuals in the West to carry out their own small-scale attacks, which require less of the coordination and planning that could raise red flags and lead to an attack's disruption.
In my 16 years of deep research, it has become clear the number one threat to any sovereign free nation is its military. Look at Nazi Germany. Look at Latin America. Look at Asia. Look at Africa. Look at Eastern Europe. When you build up a giant paramilitary police force, it almost always tries to take over the society. In the last 12 years, we've watched an acceleration of militarization of police. We've watched threat fusion centers, the 10 FEMA regions expand, the governor's council. I've been to urban warfare drills where our own military is training to lock down and barricade and blockade U.S. cities and confiscate our firearms. This whole program accelerated after 1999 when Congress got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. It allowed private central banks to issue unlimited counterfeit financial instruments known as derivatives. And we've heard that, oh, the military and the police state, the TSA, it's for Al-Qaeda. But now we see checkpoints in Tennessee run by the Army, shutting down highways, searching citizens. We see them in New York State with x-ray machines. We see it all over the nation. We see Marines running illegal checkpoints for DUI in California. And when the governors and others complain, they're told, sit down and shut up. It's under Homeland Security. It's under continuity of government. And now, as the world implodes, as the derivatives dollar devaluation crisis expands, we're seeing the police and military being called out against the general population all over the world as people go under austerity, as their pension funds are cut, as their benefits are cut, but their taxes go up. And here domestically in the U.S., this huge apparatus of oppression is openly being set up and deployed against the people. And I saw an amazing blurb from Business Insider that linked to an article and the audio of the governor of Wisconsin on NPR saying, hey, we're cutting all these state employees, and we're going to make you pay more of your paycheck into a pension fund, which they loot out the back door. And if you don't like it, we're going to use the National Guard on you.
And on the heels of the governor's speech, and just in case there are problems, the governor went on to say that he has called the Wisconsin National Guard and other agencies to make sure they would be ready, just in case.
That's what this whole Homeland Security system's for. You know, they distract you over here with men living in caves in Central Asia. You think you're giving your rights up to protect you from the dangerous ankle-biting Al-Qaeda. But then, meanwhile, the whole system is rolled out against the American people. And this is just another signpost on the road to tyranny, on the road to serfdom.
illustrating how the paramilitary control grid has been set up and deployed against the American people. Bottom line, Al-Qaeda is a cover story. We've given you the Mayak report and all the other internal documents that prove this apparatus is designed for the American people. And it's being rolled out nationwide with the TSA on the streets of America. It's being rolled out with governors shooting their mouths off saying, you got a problem with me? Armed force is standing by. The globalists know the American people are awakening. They know people are becoming aware of what's happening. And if they can sell the military and police on going along with this brazen attack on our liberty and to be this homeland brigade to suppress us here at home, they're going to get away with it. It's only going to get worse from here on out unless we get the word out and take our states back legally and lawfully through the 10th Amendment. You have been warned.
Coming up, probably some of the most important information we've transmitted today. Milestones of the impending police state on the other side.
In constant sorrow through his day. I am the man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Well, it's really happening. Bonafide tyranny is coming to our shores. If you look at Egypt, you've witnessed how the government has seized control of the TV and radio stations. But in the United States, the federal government doesn't need to do that because under changes in FCC regulations over television and radio in 1996, EAS emergency systems
are put in at the radio or TV towers. They're also put in at the national and local cable systems, where the federal government puts a box in at the transmission tower where they can flip a switch and shortwave towers nationwide take over those computers and put out an audio signal of whatever message they want. I am a radio broadcaster, and I remember 15 years ago when this change was made, watching the engineer at the radio station where I worked and the station manager literally freaking out. They were sent documents that the FCC said were restricted, but I was allowed to look at them, and I was allowed to videotape them. And I put it in my 1999 film, Police Day 2000.
Well, my friends, you're looking at a FEMA control box. That's right, at 98.9 KJFK-FM, where I work in Austin, Texas. That, my friends, can take over the radio station. It is radio controlled by a FEMA tower. That's right, a FEMA tower in New Braunfels, Texas. It covers almost all of the central part of the state of Texas. Little teletypes come printing out of the side of the machine weekly and update us. In the past, it was voluntary. Now it's mandatory, and they can remote control take over the station.
And in those, they told them that in the near future, the federal government would routinely seize control of their broadcast system, not during a plague or a nuclear attack or a war, but that they would seize control for routine announcements. So it was put in place, but it wasn't implemented. Now, President Barack Obama, through the FCC, has announced today that they are going to begin testing and implementing national announcements with the president giving messages to the public.
Everybody has heard the National Emergency Alert System. Radio and TV stations regularly test it to make sure the public is notified in times of peril. Well, that system is overseen by the FCC. And now the agency wants to upgrade it by having presidential announcements feed into the alert system. It's also looking at how wireless broadband could also enhance EAS.
But it gets worse. 8 years ago, I was not doing my radio show out of the studio. I was doing it out of a local talk station. I didn't have my own studio then. They got new communiques from the FCC telling them that they should prepare in the near future for multiple hours per day of federal break-ins over the local AM station. And the same systems in the cable systems, broadcast TV, talk radio, you name it. And I went to the station manager, and I said, please come on my show, talk about this. And he said, no, I showed you this stuff in confidence. You're not allowed to talk about it. You can say you heard about it, but not where. Now, since then, I've done shows out of another big talk station here in town. I've been a guest in many stations around the country, over 80 stations now that pick up my syndicated radio show. And in the last week, I have talked to station owners and managers who are now getting internal communiques from the FCC, and they're told it's national security, that they're not allowed to talk about it, but that there are going to be more and more government break-ins over radio and TV. Now, I got that news, but was trying to figure out what to do with it when today the big announcement comes out, and the FCC Obama spokesperson lady says, oh, this is no big deal. We've always had this in place. We're now just going to implement it. Well, I guess that's true. There are executive orders to seize all transportation. There are executive orders to put every American into forced labor brigades. There are executive orders to take over all the media under nuclear attack, under continuity of government. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Well, that's it for this special transmission. I'll be back, Lord willing, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live. Remember, my friends, we're on the march. The empire is on the run. Adios, amigos. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.